Hello from your grace, welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan. Wonder chapter edition. Today's wonder chapter is Psalms chapter 6. And as you are searching for the word of prayer, Almighty loving God, I thank you for this wonderful day. I thank you for the gift of life. I thank you for the gift of provision. I thank you for always being there for us, Father. Where we have gone wrong, where we have sinned in our thoughts, in our actions, and what you have done and what you have failed to do, Father, I ask that may you please forgive us. May you continue blessing us in everything that we do, Father. Send on your Holy Spirit to come and guide us, to come and be with us, and to always show us the right path. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And without wasting time, let us go straight to today's wonder chapter. Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger or discipline me in your wrath. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I am faint. Heal me, Lord, for my bones are in agony. My soul is in deep anguish. How long, Lord? How long? Turn, Lord, and deliver me. Save me because of your unfailing love. Among the dead, no one proclaims your name. Who praises you from the grave? I am worn out from my groaning. All night long, I flood my bed with weeping and drench my couch with tears. My eyes grow weak with sorrow. They fail because of all my foes. Away from me, all you who do evil, for the Lord has heard my weeping. The Lord has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord accepts my prayer. All my enemies will be overwhelmed with shame and anguish and will turn back and suddenly be put to shame. Amen. And that is our wonder chapter for today. Most of these chapters and some are going to be very short. But let us go straight to today's message. The first thing that really struck me came from verse 2. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I am faint. Heal me, Lord, for my bones are in agony. Amen. Have mercy on me, Lord, why I am faint. Have mercy on me, Lord, why I am faint. The first step in your spiritual walk, the first step in your Christian walk is accepting. It's acceptance. Amen. You have to first accept that if you only rely solely on flesh, if you only rely on yourself, if you put God out of the equation, you are nothing. That is the first step. The first step is accepting that you need the Lord in your life. The Lord is not going to force himself into your life. That's why the Bible tells us that he gave us a decision to select between what is right and what is wrong. The Lord will never superimpose himself on you if you do not call to him, if you do not call unto his name. And the first step of living in the path of righteousness is accepting and surrendering. You tell yourself, oh Lord, you know what? Without you, I am nothing. I am as useless. Without you, Lord, I'm nothing. And when you start from there, when you acknowledge that first, you are opening passages for God's blessings to pour onto you. Are you sick? Is there something that you are sick of? It may not be a disease, but you all know what gives you discomfort. The first step is accepting, Lord, I know without you I'm nothing, but I surrender to you this, this, and this. Just try out that. Just try out that procedure. Because in according to verse 5, it says, stand, Lord, and deliver me. Save me because of your unfailing love. Amen. When we pray to God and then we receive what we have prayed for, it's not because we are the most faithful people in the world. It's not because we are the sinless people. It's not because we are the people who have never sinned. Amen. It's not because we have zero sins. It's not because we give the most offertory. But it's because of the unfailing love of God. Amen? And it's not just the love of God, but it's the unfailing love of God. So what What shakes you? What makes you think that you're going to be the first person to be filled by the Lord? What makes you think that? It can't. He can never fail. Not in his vocabulary. But sometimes we fail to be patient enough in our lives to witness the success of the Lord. Amen. Sometimes we fail to be patient enough to witness the success of the Lord. And that is the truth of the matter. We are not patient enough. We do not give the Lord enough time. Sometimes what fails us in this unfailing love is our impatience. Dear God, I want a car right now and then. If you love me, blah. Hold up. That's not how it works here. That's not the standard procedure of how things work here. Because when you read verses 8 and 9, it says, away from me, all you who do evil, for the Lord has heard my weeping. The Lord has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord accepts my prayer. Amen. Away from me, verse 8, away from me, all you who do evil. The Bible indirectly is telling us to distance ourselves from evil practices. Distance ourselves from things that the Lord does not like. And when we do that, that may be the thing blocking your prayer, amen? Because of something that the Lord detests, but you have continuously indulged in it. That could be one of the things that is stopping the Lord from fulfilling your prayers. And verse 10 assures us that the Lord is always hearing. The Lord always hears our cries, and he won't let them go like that. Never. He won't start with you. Come on. You won't be the first person he's failing. I've told you this over and over and over and over again. And lastly, verse 10, all my enemies will be overwhelmed with shame and anguish. They will turn back and suddenly be put to shame. This is what I want us to close with today. You see those people who never wish you good. Amen. You see those people who are always praying that for you to fall. Can you imagine? That's how people are. That instead of praying for world peace and henceforth, they're praying for their friends to fall. Amen. They're praying for the downfall of their friends. All those people who do not wish you well, the Bible is telling you that relax. I am the Lord. Amen. I am the Lord. I know what's up. I know what is going to happen. Give me time. Give them time. They'll be put to shame. Not just small shame, but serious shame. They will regret why they ever even said such prayers for you. The Lord will embarrass them so much for you. You ought not even waste time fighting. Let the Lord fight them for you. You see, so many times Christians, instead of fighting our real enemy, we waste our time and effort fighting each other. And that's how we give our enemy a chance. That's how we give the devil a chance around us. But the Bible is telling us, war. War on you. Don't. Just let it go. Let it go. Let it go. I will shame them for you. I'll put them to shame for me. And that's what I had for you today. Get some time with Psalms chapter 6. What do you understand? What message do you get? Feel free to write to us, dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com, or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter, dailygracewithalan. We would love to hear from you. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty Father, I want to thank you for today's wonderful message. I want to thank you for the gift of life and the gift of provision. I want to thank you for always being there for us, Father, where we have gone wrong in our sins, in our thoughts, in our actions. You know what we have done and what we have failed to do, Almighty King of Kings. May you have mercy on us, Father. May you guide us. May you send in your Holy Spirit to come and be with us, Father, and may you always protect us, that in everything that we do, Almighty King of Kings, that in every race that we're going to run, Father, that you run together with us. Father, all those who want to put us down, we lift them unto your hands, that from today henceforth, Lord, we shall not waste time fighting them, because we know that you got us covered. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.